In the dim dark past, the world was not as it is. The continent Mu is unknown now, but long ago it stood as the centre of the world. And there, in the north, the tribe of the Bear Cave lived and died with only their ingenuity and prodigious magical gifts to keep them safe. Little did they realise that a storm was brewing around them that would change their way of life forever. Join us now as we experience their time in Paleomythic, Tribe of the Bear Cave.
Hello and welcome to episode 474 of the Course of Tintas. I'm Mordrigan and I will be your GM for this evening for Paleomythic, the Tribe of the Bear Cave, the Tribal Meeting, Session 5, we think. We're pretty certain. I've got many, many players. I would start them in alphabetical order, but I see the archive is still muted. So I'm going to go with Loka.
I'm Loka Centaurus, and conscious whispers permitting, this evening I will be playing Fren.
And then Hardwick.
Hello, I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Lop, the Brawler Priest.
And then Blooded.
I am Blooded, and I am playing Kursk, the sneaky, thiefy, archery type.
And then Bubbles.
Hello, my name is Bubbles. I will be playing Odina, the cultist shaman who is probably going to die today.
And finally, Archive.
I'm Archive. I'm playing Soren, the crafty tracker.
Can somebody please recap what happened last time?
We went into the spirit realm, spoke to the giant great elk spirit who confirmed that he understood that why we killed the elk, but then put the wonderful idea in the human elk spirit, who is a flamey guardian thing that we're not entirely sure what that is, that there should be a duel to the death, which gives us a win-win situation. So if we kill their guy, they're going to just forget about it. And then if they kill our guy, then my brain's gone. Then that's the life of the life, and they're going to drop it anyway. So we then sat in a hut. Then Lop came through the ceiling of the hut, and we made a shield, and we decided I was probably the best person to go in. So, yeah.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. And I believe we've gotten to the morning.
Yep, and the human great elk spirit has just given a spiel of the rules, which apparently means that nobody else can interfere. So, yeah.
Nobody else can interfere. Nobody else can interfere. You guys can do what you want. To give you an idea, the area you are in is bow range across. Effectively, spear range from each of you. I need to look up my ranges. Bow, spear, rock, then hand. So basically rock range from you, well, sort of rock and a bit. No, spear range from you is the stone in the middle. It's spear range from both of you, but basically it's in the middle of the thing. It's just how these ranges stack up because they get progressively shorter because it's kind of a logarithmic scale, because there's not much difference between hand range and then rock range, but then there's a bit more for spear range, and then there's a bit more for bow range. And beyond that, you're at sight range, and that's like miles. So, you are bow range from the guy. He is bow range from you. He has a bow in his hand at this time. What weapon have you got out before we do the initiative rolls?
I'm going to have my fang whip out.
Okay, so you've got fang whip out. Bear with me, just getting the cheat sheet. Right, so at this point, I would like you to make an aware test.
Oh, God. Why did I suggest I do this?
Because you've got the most traits and you've got cultist. Basically, yes. Is the short answer.
Yeah, pretty much. I did not get a 6, and I do not have aware.
Okay, so you're going to go after him.
Mm.
So it will always be him first, then you in a round. Yeah. So, right, so did I give you a name for this guy? I can't fucking remember what it is.
Yes, you did.
What did I call him?
Oh, I can't remember. What did you call him?
Rurik.
Rurik, that's it. Hang on. I'm actually going to write that on my notes, because as I was rolling him up last week, I didn't give him a name. So Odina is there. Rock.
I can't do these unless it's my turn, can I?
Nope. The whole thing is Rurik first, then Odina. Would the rest of the players like to roll their initiatives just in case they decide to cheat?
So this is...
an aware check.
Do I have aware? At this point, I am thinking that I do not.
I'm fairly certain you don't, but you may have bought it.
I do.
Okay, well, you roll your traits plus an extra die then.
I get a 6.
Okay, so you are actually top of the round, friend.
I'm aware and get a 6.
Sorry. Lop, Kursk.
I did not get any 6s and I do not have the scale.
So, you're with me.
It's down the bottom. And friend? Lop.
I'm with Kursk in the I don't get a 6.
Didn't and,
I don't,
and have don't. Okay. Right. So the Tribe of the Elk has spread out around the outer circle. The circle, it's like lightly grass ground, bit muddy. The ground around the stone itself is clear, but it is a bit muddy. It's obviously been raining. He's at the far end with a bow. The rock is between you and him, but it only really comes up to like chest high. So he can sort of see you, but you do have a bit of cover.
Okay.
At the moment. At this point, it is Rurik's go. The human great elk spirit raises both of his hands and then brings them down sharply. And you are stunned by how fast Rurik moves. He immediately sort of scurries sideways to get the rock out of his way. He doesn't come any closer to you. And then he immediately fires an arrow at you. So that's traits plus his accurate. Plus, obviously, a tool die for his bow. Oh, dear. He hits you. Very definitely.
Okay. Can I use my shield? Because I do have a shield currently.
You can, but I need to check the special ability of a bow first. That may...
Oh, God. Did he roll a 6 on his tool die?
Yes, he did.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's like the worst, the worst possible start for this. Okay, you are wearing armor, so that's actually good. So currently, you are going to take 2 wounds. So you can indeed use your shield. Please, if you want to take the blow on your shield.
I need to roll a die to see if it's a 1, don't I?
Yes. As long as it's not a 1.
Shield. Yay, it's a 5!
Okay, so the arrow, the arrow comes streaming in. And it slams into your shield, and you're like, holy shit. And then you look down, and you're bleeding. Can you make your cultist roll, please?
Oh, fuck. 4. So I get an injury.
Yeah, you lose 1 trait, but that could have been much, much worse, because Impale is, if he'd hit you and you didn't have any armor, you would lose your next turn.
All right.
It is now your turn. He is still currently bow range from you, but he has moved out from the rock. So the rock is not between you and him.
How close is the rock?
The rock is spear range, so you could do it if you went at the run.
Okay, right. I want to get to the rock and duck behind it.
Okay, so pull up movement.
But that means I can't do anything else, right?
That's correct. You need to make, I believe it's an athletic or something roll.
Would it not count as dexterous?
It is not dexterous, I don't believe.
Damn it!
I need to look up movement in the book. I didn't put it on the cheat sheet, which is ridiculous. I'm sure I could have sworn I'd put it on the cheat sheet. Could have sworn, right?
I've got it noted that...
Yes.
You want to... Okay.
I found it. When you move, you can make an agile check. And that's not actually an action, so you could do something else.
Right, okay. So, right, if I can do something else while I'm hiding behind the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? I read it earlier. Oh, for fuck's sake, where is it?
Well, first you need to find out if you're going to make it to the rock. I would suggest doing that first before you decide what your action is going to be.
Is that the agile
check? Yes, it is an agile check to close the distance to the rock.
One less bloody...
He got... you would not believe... In fact, you know what? I'm going to show you the die roll I got for his initial attack.
Okay, before you do that, I did get a 6, so I make it to the rock.
Okay, you have made it to the rock. The strange symbol on the green die, incidentally, is a 6. Right, so, Odina.
Wait, there was something else I wanted to do.
You move to the rock, and I assume put it between you and him?
Yes.
Fair enough. What do you want to do now?
Where is it? There was a thing which was like, you gain back a... You lose a wound if you... Oh, there we go. Rally.
Yep.
Make a resilient test.
Yep.
Success recovers you a wound.
Absolutely. Make your resilient check.
I'm going to try and do that.
It's a worthwhile cause.
Yes, I got a 6. I get my wound back.
Yep. So you rush over to the stone, slide in down behind it, and then just sort of pull your clothes aside to see how bad the injury is. It turns out it's just a little scratch. You wipe the blood away, take a deep breath, and you're back. Before I go on, friend, Soren, Kursk, and Lop, you were all standing at the end that Odina was standing at. You see Rurik burst into motion, and he's athletic. And he sidles sideways. As he's running, he pulls the bow up and fires. Kursk, you would realise that, oh no, there is two things with going on here. One, that is a longbow, and that is bad. And two, he's very good with it. You see the bow arc down. Odina just manages to bring the shield up and get it in the way. The shield doesn't seem to break Soren, so you're pretty pleased about that. But you see the arrow goes straight through the thing and hits her in the shoulder. She then darts forward and slides in behind the sacrificial stone in the middle, closing them to spear range from each other because Rurik just went sideways. At the moment, she looks okay. Everybody else is like, "Whoa!" because they obviously can see that Rurik has drawn first blood. Now, just so that I know, are any of you doing anything?
Also, Lop is still in shadow, right? People still don't know Lop exists.
That is true. Lop is still hiding somewhere. Do any of you want to do anything? Or are you going to let the duel continue uninterrupted and uncheated with?
I mean, I can't think of a way I can cheat, so...
That's fair. And what about you, Fren?
No interference from me.
Okay.
I think everything that I can do is really fucking obvious.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty much.
I wave a fetish at them and then possibly scream or not.
Okay.
Could I have a closer look round at the area?
Yep.
Obviously, you know, we're limited how much we can do. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to interfere, but just, you know, out of curiosity, are there any sort of tracks of any creatures that have come through here? Is there anything sort of obvious? I don't know.
Okay,
anything that stands out?
Anything that stands out that was weird, I assume, or interesting?
Weird, or could potentially be used for some sort of "that definitely wasn't us, we didn't touch it" interruption.
Okay, go ahead and make me an aware check.
Okay. I got a 6 on that.
Okay. There is a game trail that runs through it from left to right as you're looking at it. Seems to be deer of some description, you think. It's fairly obvious to you that this is a sacrificial stone of some description because the mud where Adina's standing and basically right round the stone is pretty red. There's no sacrificial detritus lying about, so they obviously take it away. But yeah, the ground has a distinctive tinge to it that you know means there's a lot of blood going in that ground. It's grassy. It's like a grassy clearing. So obviously they do something about keeping the trees at bay because just outside of where you're all forming a circle around the region, there is like normal, not exactly thick forest, but normal forest. So, like, obviously there might be some like little stumps or something. It's also grass. Could be snakes in there, maybe? That's pretty much all you can get from a quick glance around.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right, then. We come to the beginning of the next round. Right, you have moved in behind the... Rurik is going to make an agile check, which he doesn't have. So he's just rolling on his traits. Okay. He actually... As you dive down behind the rock, he reverses direction and runs back the other way, going back through where he was, and then coming around the other side of the rock. As he does so, he pulls back his bow and fires it to you again. He has not gotten any closer to you, but he is now only spear range from you. Oh my god.
Oh, fuck off.
He is... Right, I'm going to send you this. Now, why can't I roll like this when it's my character, eh?
I'm really annoyed at you right now.
I'm just throwing them in the tray. He does the same thing. Would you like to get your shield in the way?
Yes, please.
Good-o.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, no. Is it gone?
I have got no shield.
Okay, so as he runs back the other way, he darts forward. And he brings the bow up. And this time, as you see him coming and you're bringing the shield across, and the shot goes through the handle of the shield and into your arm. Please roll me your cultist.
2.
He slams an arrow into your arm. You take 1 point of damage.
Very annoyed right now. Not letting me highlight. Why aren't you letting me highlight? Oh, it's going green now. Oh, I hate my life.
He's spear range from you. And he can again see you. He's basically, he reversed direction and came back the other way to get it so that he could see you from the stone. It is now your action.
Okay. Remind me how close combat works with a bow and arrow, would it?
He won't really be able to effectively use that in close combat.
Right.
He'll
okay.
have to swap to something
else. Range now.
You are in spear range, right? That's a thrown spear, obviously. So yep. if you make your agile check, you can close mm-hmm. to hand range with him, and then you've got him in close combat.
Right, okay. Right, okay, I'm going to do that, or attempt to anyway, come on. 6!
Okay, so you are going to close with him, yeah?
Yep.
You charge at Rurik. You are now in hand range from Rurik.
Right, okay. Then...
Are you going to thorn whip him?
I can do that, even though I'm in hand range and it's rock range, right?
Yes, because rock range is longer than hand. You can stop at rock range if you like, but he'd still be able to shoot at you.
Yeah, I want to make him so he can't use his bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Basically. So I'm using brave with this, aren't I?
Yes, so it is a brave check plus a tool die.
Plus a tool die. Right, so that should be that. Right, come on. 6 on my tool die and a 6.
Okay, so you've hit him and you've done gouge. So let me look at gouge for you. So.
You're saying a fang whip is gouge, yeah?
A fang whip is gouge, yeah. The weapon causes a jagged bleeding wound. The foe will suffer an additional automatic wound next turn, unless he's got resilient. Unless this trait has been lost due to injury. So, you've hit him and done him a point of damage. He will lose one of his pieces. Well, he hasn't got his shield out yet, so he loses one of his pieces of armor to negate the first one, which means he still currently has his resilient trait.
Fuck.
But... you rip the whip across his chest and tear open the front of his fur coat. He staggers back, and as he does so, he drops the bow. It seems like he's probably going to go for a different weapon. So, is any of the other player characters doing anything before Rorik does his thing.
Well, I'm not, so.
Okay. So, at this point, Rorik, he's dropped the bow. He spins around, and I think he'll pull the flint spear. He doesn't really have time to get the hide shield out as well, so at the moment he's just going to fight with the spear and not get the shield out. Plus, he's using the spear two-handed. So he whips that down off his back, and he's going to go for a stab. He's not terrible at close combat, so this could also be quite unpleasant, because he's still currently on. Okay, so he comes in. And he is a vicious fighter. He kicks you in the knee and then stabs you. He is going to cause you two wounds. But his spear breaks as it hits you.
Right, okay.
So.
Right, so.
You can use a. So he's dropped that. You can use a piece of armor to negate one of those wounds.
Yeah, I'll lose one of my leg bits.
Okay, so he brings
makes
a,
sense.
He kicks you in the knee and then stabs you in the gut. Please roll your cultist.
Fuck's sake! Three!
And the end of the blade snaps off as it stabs into, like, the fleshy part of your sort of abdomen. Yeah, he's vicious in close combat. So,
right.
It is now over to you. You are still at hand range with him.
Right, okay. So, can I attack him and use rally on the same turn?
Rally is an action. You get one.
Right, okay. So does drawing a weapon count as a movement?
I'm going to allow drawing a weapon as a free action, right. But you can only okay. really draw one as a free action, hence why you went for the spear and didn't get the shield out as well.
Right, okay. From what I can see, what other weapons does he have on him?
He's got a flint cudgel, and then he's down to either stabbing you with the two arrows he's got left or taking you in hand-to-hand combat. Right. He currently has nothing in his hands.
Right. How far away is the bow from him?
It's directly on the floor in front of his feet, because he literally just dropped it and whipped the spear around and hit you with it.
Right. Okay. Can I? Right. So the bow's on the floor in front of me as well.
Yep. Yeah. It's between the two of you.
Right. Okay. Can I grab the bow, go back to rock range, and throw the bow all in one turn?
I'll allow it. It means you won't be able to do anything else.
I just want to get that bow away from him.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know he can then move up to me in the next turn.
Yeah. I mean, what you can do is you can definitely grab the bow, move to rock range, and then throw it behind the crowd. He's not allowed to leave the circle, just like you right, are. Okay. So.
Okay. What about grabbing the bow? Because my shield's gone now, isn't it? So yep. I have a spare hand.
Yep.
Can I grab the bow and then attack him with my whip?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
It's worth noting, though, because he's got the resilient trait, you're never going to do the extra hit on him at the moment. And he's got full armor like you, so you're going to be whittling him away. For a little yeah. while before that starts yeah. making a difference. But yeah, you can do that. So you grab the bow up off the floor, and yeah. as you're coming up, whip him hard with yeah. the fang whip. Fair enough. Yeah. Make your roll.
1-6, but not on my tall die.
Okay, well, it doesn't really matter because, of course, the fang whip was never going to do him the extra point of damage. It smashes into his left arm and rips the fur armor off there as well. Incidentally, he has soft armor, in case that makes a difference, for your weaponry. Right, the rest of you are sort of watching. The Tribe of the Elk seemed quite impressed with the whole grabbing the bow off the floor so that Rorik couldn't use it. They are still locked in hand-to-hand combat. From the muttering around you, you get the impression that Rorik's probably still going to win. In their estimation, because he's still good at close combat. That's what they seem to think. Rurik, incidentally, pulls out his flint cudgel and will attempt to absolutely murder you with it.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure you'll roll impressively well as well.
Well, I broke his spear.
Yeah.
Right. He does hit you.
I'm shocked.
Believe you me, that he got 1-6 this time and nothing on the tool die. So he brings the flint cudgel round. He still hasn't had time to get the hide shield out. And you feel it hit you, but you can take it on the armor. Choose a piece of armor to lose. It just sort of buffets you rather than really does damage.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it on the arm. So I'm down 2 pieces of armor. So I've got... Do the arms count as both arms?
Yes. Each arm so is a separate
My arms and
place.
Legs have gone and my shield's gone.
No. Each arm is a separate piece.
Oh, okay. So I've
left
got,
arm and right arm.
I'm just trying to count how many bits I've got left.
You were fully armored. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and the shield. So you started with 6 pieces and the shield. And you've lost 2
pieces.
You got 4 pieces and a broken shield.
Right.
But the shield obviously isn't going to do any good for you. I mean, Rorik's got a shield.
Yeah. And I'm assuming I'm not going to know what traits he has other than resilience.
Yeah, I've given you resilient because you would notice that the blow you did from the fang whip didn't cause him any extra damage this round.
Mm. Though, can I make assumptions?
You can make as many assumptions as you like. I'm just not going to confirm them.
Yeah. I'm just thinking if he's... No, because that's brave, isn't it? That's not dexterous.
Brave is close combat. Accurate is ranged.
Yeah. So I can assume he has brave and I can assume he has accurate, but not necessarily dexterous.
You think that's likely, yes. He's... Okay. You would say he is very skilled at both ranged combat and close combat. At least close combat with weapons, as you've seen so far. You don't know how he is unarmed. But in terms of just general ability, you've got 6 traits, haven't you?
Well, I had 5 traits. I'm now down to 3.
Okay. He is probably less skilled than you, but not by a lot, shall we say.
Oh, okay. So...
He's just very focused on fighting and shooting.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So,
which means he probably has a wear as the other one.
Potentially.
And he probably has 1 more.
No, that would put him at 5, which would be the same as you. I just said he was slightly weaker.
Oh, okay. So the other one's aware. So, well.
Could be aware.
Probably aware.
You don't know. you don't know what he's got. And I'm not going to confirm or deny what he's got.
Right, okay. Can I, on my turn, throw the bow and try and make a take and go for a shield?
You can't do both. You can drop the bow and then try and make the take.
Can I?
Or you can throw the bow.
Bow in a strategic way.
Not really.
To make it more difficult for him to get to.
Not really. If you want it as a free action, you basically just got to do exactly what he did, which was just drop it.
Drop it. Right. Okay.
But you can definitely make the take if you want to try take.
Okay.
You are currently in close combat with him.
Yeah, which means I could take it.
Well, that and the fact that if he picks the bow straight up, he can't use it until he moves away.
Yeah.
Which he could do.
He could pick it up and then move away.
He could. He could pick it up, move away, and then shoot you with it, but...
Exactly.
By that point, you might have a shield. Swings and roundabouts.
All right, I'm going to try and take the shield.
Okay. So, this is a dexterous check. Do you have dexterous?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so
which is why I was looking at it.
It's your number of traits plus 1 with the dexterous.
Yep. Oh, come on. Yes, I got a 6. So okay. I got the shield.
So he's got the shield on his back. He brings his cudgel up and brings it down. It sort of hits your, I think you said it was your arm. You catch it on your left arm and it swings you round and you just follow the momentum and just sort of roll around his body. And as you come round on his right-hand side, you have flipped the shield off his back and now have it in his hand. Everybody around the circle goes, ooh, because that was an impressive move. You guys down the other end, you see this happen and you're like, okay. So you have taken his hide shield.
Awesome.
He feels the, because it was strapped to his shoulder by like a leather strap, and you just pulled it away from the leather strap. So he feels the jerk as it goes, and he spins round as fast as he can. He's now facing off against somebody who is in a much better position than he was before. Please note, this also tells you that for definite, he does not have the dexterous trait.
Because if he did, I wouldn't have a shield.
Yeah. Rurik will respond by snarling at you and attempting to smack the shit out of you with his flint cudgel, which is his weapon du jour. You did, however, drop the bow at his feet. He hasn't moved to pick that up. You're thinking that because it's this close, it's not really his main aim.
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to hit you, and he's going to cause you two wounds.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Right. Okay. So I don't break my shield.
Okay. So you absorb one of those wounds, and then roll your cultist.
And I've lost my cultist because I just rolled a one.
Oh no. So you feel the magic that ties you to the bear spirit just shatter. You manage to resist the blow, but the blow is sufficiently jarring that you can feel your arm go numb underneath. You do lose the trait, you do not think that extra wound that he caused was due to his weapon doing anything. Right. It's just how strong he is. He is just He is just that strong that when he's hitting you in close combat, it's really hurting. That wasn't a weapon.
Okay,
effect.
So that's going to be one of his talents, isn't it?
That could well be one of his talents, yes.
Right, okay.
He currently has a flint cudgel, no other weapons, a fur hat, a fur right arm, and two fur legs. That is all he's got at the moment. His shield.
But I'm down to two traits.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's currently still got all of his.
Yeah.
Currently.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to do something about these wounds.
Yep. That's not a terrible choice.
Part of me wants to put some distance in between me and him.
Bows on the ground. However, he does only have two arrows with him. He could only shoot at you twice more.
Yeah, but shooting at me twice more will kill me.
It will potentially kill you. He only did the extra wound on his first shot because he hit his tool dice. Okay. A bow normally does one point of damage, and it didn't seem like his bow shots were much more powerful, but in close combat, he is really strong.
Okay.
Worth also pointing out, because you may not have realised, he's only going to be doing close combat as long as he's got the flint cudgel. Beyond that, he becomes unarmed, because he has no other weapon.
Okay.
I'm just giving you your options there.
Yeah. So my options are, try and take the flint cudgel off him.
Yep.
But in that case, I lose my fang whip.
Yeah, or his shield.
I'm not letting out that fucking shield.
Fair enough.
Because if I take the cudgel, I then still have a weapon.
Yeah, but so does he the moment he picks up your fang.
It would be stupid to drop the shield.
Yeah, but he could pick up the fang whip. Do you have strong?
No.
Okay. I mean, you could still make a strong check and try and smash the cudgel.
What, with two trades?
Again, I'm giving you your options. I'm not telling you they're going to work.
Rally's just as useful at the moment.
Did you lose your resilient then?
I don't have resilient.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But
I thought you did.
When I used it before, I had enough traits that it was...
You were going to hit it anyway. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck. Okay.
I know. It's like it's a fight to the death or something.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to fuck... And it's different when you've got other people around you. You can, like, hide behind them if you get fucked.
Yeah. It is worth noting that your fang whip can attack from...
Rock. I know.
Yeah, but his cudgel can't.
Yeah, but he can close...
Well, that's true.
He can close hand to rock really easily.
Yes. So, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Is anybody else going to do anything while Odina is trying to work out what to do? You saw her take the shield off him, and then you saw him rock her on her heels with one blow.
I don't look very healthy right now, by the way, guys.
Yeah, she's looking rough. It seems to you like that guy is putting a lot of power behind his blows, like a shitload of power behind his blows. The question is, oh, yes, Lop, was that?
No, that's Soren thinking, I guess. Because, yeah, it's none of us except Lop can really do anything if we don't want to cause a major diplomatic incident, which we're really trying not to do right now.
I mean, this is supposed to undo a major diplomatic incident, so yeah, it does cause you a little problem if you then fuck it up. Do you want to try and do anything, Lop? Oh, I think Lop is muted at the moment.
Well, what view can I actually get of this?
I mean, you're pretty hidden. If you want, you can be up a tree so you can see the whole thing. I would say you're probably... You could have moved round, so you're probably... How close would you like to be to the current close combat? I mean, if you want to wang a rock at him, then you probably need to be rock range. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You absolutely can do that if you wish.
Just something Soren's thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
How dry is the grass?
Yeah, sort of at highest knee high.
How dry? Has it been raining recently?
It has.
Okay.
Because you're in spring.
All right. I can never remember what time of year we are.
Yeah, it's sort of springtime. So yeah, it has been raining, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Just trying to think if there's... Basically, if Soren can think of a cunning plan, she would totally not be against making some sort of gesture in the assumption that Lop could see them.
Yeah.
But I can't think of a cunning plan right now because, you know, there don't seem to be any wild animals we can entice to attack. The grass is damp. We can't set it alight. Yeah.
It is a difficult one. Lop, are you intending to wang a stone in there?
Are there
or do something else?
Were there many animals like wandering about around here? I can't remember.
Deer, mostly. I mean, wherever you get deer, there's probably wolves.
I'm just thinking of like trying to cause a distraction. So
with Shadower, I presume.
Yeah.
What page is Shadower? Have I given you the page number? I found it. It's all right. So you could, in theory, make yourself look like a wolf or a leopard. If you made a sound, some of the crowd might turn around, which might provide a distraction.
Right, okay. And how close would I think I need to be to do that?
You need to be in rock range of the crowd, at least. You don't need to be within rock range of the fight, but you would need to be within rock range of the crowd and make a guileful check. But... Okay. That would happen after Odina's go, which is about to occur, but before Rurik's go. So if you did manage to cause a distraction, that might be useful for Odina.
Yeah.
So, Odina, you've had a bit of time to think. What are you going to go with?
Right, I'm going to attempt to take the thorn cudgel off him.
Okay, so you're going to drop the fang whip.
Yeah.
And steal the cudgel.
Yeah. And a six!
Okay, you do a quick swap. What are you doing now? Are you staying in close combat with him or moving away?
I am going to move back.
Okay, so you have taken his cudgel.
Can I move back behind the rock?
If you're making an agile check, yes.
Come on.
You can get halfway if you don't.
Huh?
You can make it halfway if you don't.
Right, okay, but that would put me at what range?
Rock range from him.
All right, okay.
Which is good in one way, bad in another. If he decides to use your whip on you, it's bad.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Is that you didn't make it?
No, I haven't rolled yet.
Right, okay.
No, I didn't make it.
Okay, so you can move back to rock range from him. Okay. Lop, we're at you.
Okay, so I'm going to try and cause a distraction by imitating a wolf.
Okay. So you sort of give a wolf howl and then make yourself look like a wolf. Make me your guileful check.
Okay. Oops. I do get a six.
Okay. You go, oh, and
and make yourself look like a wolf. And the back of the crowd closest to you just sort of all sort of jerks around and looks. And then suddenly like, oh my God, it's a wolf, a wolf, a wolf. And behind Rurik, Odina, you suddenly see the whole crowd just sort of turn around and be like, oh shit, there's a wolf, there's a wolf, there's a wolf. And Rurik does actually glance over in that direction. He steps forward and picks his bow up, but he doesn't take a shot with it because he gets distracted.
Right, okay. How far away from is he?
He's rock range from you.
Right.
And you are rock range from the rock.
Okay. Can I get behind the rock?
Yes, you can. You can do that in one move.
Right, okay. I'm getting behind the rock.
Yep.
And then I'm going to attempt to rally.
Go right ahead.
Yes, I got a six!
Well done. You get behind the rock. You sit there, you take a couple of deep breaths. You feel the strength returning to your arms. You feel fairly confident about this. You guys at the far end, you can see at the other end, a load of the people who were forming the circle have just sort of jerked around. Rurik got distracted because it sounds like there's a wolf over there of some description. And he's picked his bow up. Odina's Thornwhip is just lying on the floor in front of him, but he doesn't seem to really be that interested in picking that up at the moment. So if any of you, I mean, obviously you're still all in this position that there's a lot of eyes on you, so maybe you can't do much. Right. So, Lop, the group of people who you recently surprised are sort of now wavering between coming to attack the obvious wolf or like staying and doing their duty. They're sort of quavering. What would you like to do?
Quavering? Oh my goodness.
They don't know whether they're allowed to leave the circle to go and deal with the fucking wolf or not.
Okay. I'm going to try and like draw some of them out.
Okay.
But like moving myself away from them.
Okay, make another guileful check for me, please.
I do get another six.
Okay, yeah, like that whole section of the circle is coming after you now, and you move off into the undergrowth. You lure quite a lot of the circle out and then basically easily lose them because you're a shadower. It doesn't have any further effect on Rurik, but that part of the section, that part of the circle is now open, and you've moved round towards sort of, you've gone like anti-clockwise around the circle while they're just heading out of the circle. So you're still unfound, and currently you may be able to repeat the trick again or try something else. Right, Rurik. It's posed with a problem because there's a stone between him and Odina. And to get round her, he's going to be able to see her anyway, he's going to have to make a agile check, which he does not make. So he moves back to basically his start position, but he can't currently get a line on you, Odina, so he doesn't fire it. It is now your go, Odina. If right. He makes one more move, he will have you back in line of sight and be able to shoot at you.
Okay.
You can easily move round the rock to make it more difficult.
Okay, right. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try and rally again.
This sounds like a plan.
Yes! I get another one back.
You're just sort of keeping out of his sight. Handily,
pretty
though.
Pretty much, yeah.
What it does mean is he's moved away from the fang whip.
Yes.
Lop, would you try and do anything else at the moment, or would you just bide your time at this point?
I don't think I'd do the same thing again, so I'd probably just...
You're just biding your time for them?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Odina, Rurik is straight onto you. You are straight onto the rock. He's going to move around. Try and get a shot off at you. This time he does manage it. He rushes around the outside of the circle and gets you back into line of sight. And he is going to pull back the bow and try and shoot you with it. He does not hit.
Yay!
He's running pretty much at full pelt to try and get you back into sight. And he pulls his bow up as he runs and looses the arrow, but it spangs off the side of the big sacrificial rock, shattering the head of the flint arrow and covering you in like little rock shards that sting a bit, but actually don't seem to do any damage. He is spear range from you, but he has you in full sight at this point.
Okay.
You can go around the back again if you wish.
Yeah, I'm going to do that again.
Okay, so you're playing Ring-a-Ring-a Rosie with the rock.
Yep, and trying to, once again,
rally.
Get another trait back.
Incidentally, you are now closer to the fang whip than he is.
Okay, cool.
Because he's practically the other side of the circle.
And I've got my last trait back.
Okay.
So I'm back at full health again.
So you've been rolling around this rock and sort of... and you're feeling much better about your chances now, as he's currently got a bow, one arrow, and he's further away from the fang whip than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Unless anybody interrupts me, Rorik will then take his go. He actually moves back towards where he came from, and he does make it basically back to his start position. So he's now closer to the fang whip. Because he's well aware he's about to run out of ammunition. And he shoots at you again. This is his last shot. He pulls the bow back. He launches an arrow at you. It sails through the air and passes over your head. He obviously flopped that one. And it didn't seem to get to you.
Okay.
Right. You are currently standing next to the rock. He is currently standing back on his start position. The fang whip... is rock range from both of you.
Okay, right. I'm going for the fang whip.
Okay. So, you still need to make the agile check.
Do I? Even though it's rock?
It's hand, then rock.
Okay, right. Okay, my number of dice seems a little bit, nicer now.
It's a lot nicer, isn't it?
Yeah. No six.
Okay, so you don't make it to the fang whip yet.
Okay.
Now, if you wanted, you could use your action to move up to it, but you wouldn't be able to then pick it up. But it would mean you'd be standing on it when he came to take it, if he can make the agile check.
Okay. So if he got to... Yeah, if he got to the fang whip, he'd then be in rock range of me, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
No, he'd be... I think he'd be... in hand range of you, if he gets the fang whip. You're basically hand range from the whip yourself.
Okay. Can I get to the fang whip and stand on it?
You can get to the fang whip. You can't render it impossible for him to pick it up, because that would be an action. And you're gonna have to use your action to make the second move.
Make it.
But it will all revolve on, can he make the agile check to get to the fang whip?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to move to the fang whip.
Okay, you make it to the fang whip. Rurik sees this move. He's very aware that he has no close combat weapons currently.
He has no weapons currently.
He's got a long bow, but he ain't got no arrows unless he makes it over to the rock where there's one arrow sticking... Well, no, behind the rock where there's an arrow sticking out the ground. He makes a dash. He makes it to the fang whip.
I knew he would. Bastard.
And he picks it up. He's going to try and hit you with it. Right.
Is that a good snigger or a bad snigger?
It's a bit of both. So he's hit you, and he is going to do you two wounds, because he's very, very strong. But he's also broken your fang whip.
Right, so he now has no weapon.
He has no weapon.
Right, I don't lose the shield.
Okay, so you just take one trace worth of damage.
Fed up of constantly having to highlight these things, you know.
He rushes in. He dives across the ground and actually skids across the grass. His hand wraps around the handle of your fang whip and he brings it up and slashes it across your chest.
Owie.
Well, towards your chest. You take most of it on the shield. A few bits get through and gouge your chest. And as it does so, it catches on your armor and basically strips all the teeth off the whip and then tears the end of the whip off.
Just want to point out, I'm actually quite sad because I quite like my fang whip.
You've got crafters.
Yeah, I know. It's so
it means Rurik has no fucking weapons.
Yeah.
You are currently holding his weapon.
Mm-hmm.
He rolls up onto his feet and then stands there in front of you. He's got his hands up, ready to fight you mano a mano.
Okay. I'm going to whack him with a thorn cudgel.
A flint cudgel.
Oh, has he got a flint one? Sorry, yep. I've got the thorn one. With a 6, but not on my tall die.
Okay. He brings his right arm up and lets his armor take that blow for him.
Remind me how many bits of armor he has left?
A hat and 2 legs.
So 3.
He's going to attempt to hit you with his hands. He comes forward and he brings his fists up and he punches at you. He is obviously not trained in close combat. In hand-to-hand combat.
Does he miss?
He does.
Yes.
So,
okay.
It's over to you.
I am going to go in again. With 2 sixes, but not on my tall die. Okay. I'm still kind of hoping more than 1 6 does more damage. I don't think it does.
No, it doesn't. If it did, you'd have died on his first shot.
Yeah.
You whirl his flint cudgel round your head and smash him upside the head with it. It rips his fur hat clean off his head. What weapons do you have on you?
I have a fire-cured spear, I have a thorn cudgel, I have 2 flint-tip spears, and I believe I got some more stuff from everybody else.
Jesus Christ, you rattle. He's going to try and take one of your weapons. He's going to try and take one of the spears.
He's not going to succeed, you know that, right?
He doesn't know that, though.
Okay, just check it.
Don't jinx it.
No, he physically can't.
He physically can't because she's got dexterous. He leaps forward and tries basically exactly what you did. He slaps a hand into your left shoulder. Just the flat of his hand, the flat of his hand into your left shoulder. And he's very, very strong. And it does stagger you and start spinning you round. And as you go, he reaches out to grab one of your flint-tip spears as you roll around him. And then, I assume, you dexterously just sort of loop your arm around it and pull it out of his grasp.
Yeah.
He grits his teeth and growls. He doesn't seem very happy about that.
Okay. I'm going to retaliate by trying to bonk him on the head.
With his own cudgel. Yeah, that makes sense.
No, I miss.
Okay. You're still off balance from his push, so you bring the cudgel round towards him, but you miscalculate how distant he is, and you basically just sail past him. Right, isn't that? I'm trying to think what would his best action be. He's going to try and hit you. He's not that clever. He is going to punch you, though.
Okay. I'm going to try and pick a dice that isn't going to roll me a 1.
Fair enough.
Yay! I did get a 6. Does that do anything?
No.
Damn it.
He's pushed you in the shoulder, and then he grabs both of his hands together and does like an overhead hammer blow, but you bring the shield up, and it just bounces off of that. It's back to you.
Okay, I'm going to try and twat him again.
That seems fair.
I do it, but I break the cudgel.
Well, I mean, it's not like you don't have a shitload of weapons.
I have a couple of other things that I can use.
You bring your weapon round and down towards him. He actually responds by it's heading towards like his stomach area, and he brings his leg up and it smashes into the armor on his leg. The cudgel just hits part of the armor and the haft of it just snaps in half. Rurik's not so good at this fighting without weapon. What can we do?
But I like to think that I've pissed him off enough that he's not thinking clearly.
That is the thing. He's not a very clever man. Let's put it that way. He's not a very clever man. I think he's probably going to try that. Cock. Yeah, he leaps towards you and grabs you around the throat.
Oh, wonderful.
Do you have resilient?
No.
Okay, so next time, on your go, you can either make an agile check to try and escape or just hit him.
And I hope he dies before I do.
Yeah, because on every turn after this point, if you're still grappled by him, you will take
a hit. Yeah, I lose. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, he's basically, he's tried to hit you twice, he's tried to take a weapon from you, and he's just gone, fuck it, I'll fucking throttle you to death. And he's wrapped his very large, very strong hands around your throat, and he's trying to choke the life out of you. Okay, it is now your go.
I'm going to try and get out.
You're going to make an agile check, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to fail.
Okay. So on Rorik's go, he continues to throttle you. You take one trait's worth of damage.
Because there's nothing I can do to defend against that, can I?
Nope. Because he's not attacking you, so your armor's not going to help. He's literally just choking the life out of you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to try and get out again.
Okay.
And I don't again. Seriously, dice!
You might be better off hitting him.
Yeah.
You take another trait of damage on Rorik's go.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to try hitting him. Okay. So I'm going to die before he does now, so.
So what weapon are you using?
Because, shit.
Because it does make a difference, because if you use anything like any of the ones that will cause him to lose his action, he won't be able to throttle you.
I can't remember what things.
Well, currently he's still got one piece of armor, so impale won't do it straight away, but would on the next blow.
Yeah, but I'd be basically dead by then.
Do you have any weapons with entangle?
Nope.
You don't have a hide whip?
No. I'm not sure what a fire cured spear does, but I'm assuming it'd be impale.
It's pierce, actually.
Okay.
Look, pierce up. Oh, it does an extra wound. Through them. If you've got any weapon, do trip.
I don't have that.
Need a staff, basically.
Oh, yeah, I don't have one. I have rend, impale, or pierce.
Right. Rend, if you hit with the weapon die, it's going to take his armor out straight away, and then you're doing 1 point of damage from the blow. And you said impale or pierce.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was unarmored, impale would be what you, because they lose their next action if he's if they're unarmored.
But that still relies on me rolling a 6 on my tool die.
That's true.
Really? After all this, I'm going to fucking die anyway.
I mean, it has definitely been a back and forth swing, but I believe it is currently your go. And then after that point, if Lop, you want to get involved again, you absolutely will be able to.
Okay. I am going to try whacking him with... I feel like I would go for the cudgel because he's, like, right in front of me.
Your thorn cudgel?
Yeah, because I feel like if I tried to use a spear, I wouldn't be able to get the movement in right.
Mm-hmm. Cudgel does rend.
Rend, yeah.
Which is pretty bad.
I get a 6, but not on my tool die.
Okay.
He has no armor now.
You tear the last of his armor away from his body. Lop, you can see from your new vantage point that Rorik has got Odin around the throat. She's hitting him, but he seems tougher than she is.
Okay. Do I think using the fist would work again?
You don't know. You think hitting him with a rock would have more of an effect than the chance of distracting. You might distract him, but all he needs to do is keep up pressure around her throat, effectively. Can I just point one thing out? If you hit him with a rock and roll a 6 on the rock tool die, you will cause him to lose his next action.
What trait is throwing?
Accurate?
Yeah, it's range.
All right, okay.
But if you hit him and hit him with the tool die, he'll lose his next action. And if you hit him with, if you hit him at all, you might distract him.
I'll give it a go.
Okay, make me an accurate check.
Right. I'm going to re-roll that.
Fair enough. You remember, you don't have to re-roll any once. You can keep re-rolling as much as you like.
I do get a 6, but not on the tool die.
Okay, well, it's up to you. Do you wish to re-roll it again, looking for that 6 on the tool die?
Yeah, I might as well give it a go.
Fair enough. Because I think you get to choose which die roll, but keep rolling.
No, I still don't get a 6 on the tool die.
Okay. Are you going to leave it at that?
Yeah, I think so.
So, everybody else doesn't really see this, but a rock comes flying out of nowhere and smacks Rurik in the back. He loses a trait because he is currently...
Question.
Yes.
Is there a way I could use the guileful trait to make an attack that no one sees?
You've got a blow... What's the range on a blow dart? It's not bow, is it?
No.
What range is it?
Spear? I don't know if I have it written down anywhere.
That sounds about right, because I think when I have the fang whip and he has the blow dart, he can fire from further back than I can.
Oh, it's effective at rock range.
Oh, is it?
Right, okay. So short answer is... If you make an agile check and you make a guileful check, you could fire a dart at him. You could move around the circle and fire a dart at him without anybody spotting you.
Right. So I need to do 2 separate rolls.
You need to do 2 separate rolls. And if you fuck up the guileful roll, well, technically you'd need to do 3 separate rolls because then you've got to actually shoot him. But if you fuck up the guileful roll, it will get spotted.
Okay, so which one do I do first?
I would suggest the agile roll, because if we don't make it into range, there's no fucking point doing anything else.
Okay, so I will make the agile roll, and I have agile, so that is a total of 6 dice.
Okay.
So I need to roll 6 dice. I do get 2 sixes.
Okay, so you move round until you're in rock range from this close combat that's going on. Now you have to make the guileful check. Now, once you've made the guileful check, it will be obvious whether you've succeeded or failed. It'll be up to you whether you take the shot.
Okay. Guileful. Okay, so again, I have the traits. So that is another 6 dice. I did get a 6.
Okay. You think you'll be able to lift your blowpipe up to your mouth as if you're putting your hand over your mouth and be able to fire. You're okay. Probably not going to be able to use that thing where you take multiple shots, though.
I didn't figure I would, no, just the 1 shot. Okay.
Okay, and then right. You take your shot.
Okay, which is that an agile shot?
No, it's accurate.
Which I also have.
And a tool die, are you below pipe?
Okay, so 7 dice in total. And what dice is that? Yes, I got 2 sixes.
Okay, on the tool die or no?
Nothing, not on the tool dice. The tool dice was a 3.
Okay, so, Odina.
Mm-hmm.
He's busy throttling you.
Yep, I realise this.
You suddenly see him jerk his head forward as a rock hits him from behind, and then jerk sideways, and you can see a blow dart sticking out of his neck. Now, obviously, if you happen to win this fight, you probably don't want that to still be there.
Mm-hmm.
That be enough to make. I'm gonna just basically make a roll for him on his traits to see if that would distract him enough to drop his grip. Oh dear. Good news, bad news. He doesn't drop his grip. You take 1 trait's worth of damage.
Shit. Okay. What was the good news?
Well, the good news is you only take 1 trait's worth of damage. And he's looking pretty rough. Not quite as rough as you, but he is looking pretty rough. So, what would you like to do?
Right. I'm going to try and whack him with the cudgel again.
The thorn but cudgel I'm that does rend.
And,
The thorn cudgel that does rend. He has no armor on him now.
No. I'm going to try and aim for the dart.
Okay. Yep, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah?
Yep. Make a roll. basically, you'd like the tool die to come up a six.
Nope, and I don't get any sixes either.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You flail in his general direction. You're not able to get purchase. Darkness is starting to come in from the sides of your eyes. You're starting to black out. Lop, would you rock him again?
Yes, I'd try it.
You can see Odina's starting to sink down to her knees. So you pick up another rock and hurl it at him.
Okay.
Bear in mind, you've still got rerolls. You can still go for that six on the die.
Yeah, helps if they stay on the table.
That's true.
I'll have to reroll that one.
Fair enough.
I got a six, but not on the tool die.
Okay.
Do
you want to reroll it, or are you letting that stand?
I'm just going to have to go with that, I think.
Okay. So he is... He staggers again. At this moment, nobody has noticed that two rocks have hit him, but it's possibly going to be a bit suspicious. Kursk.
Yes?
Would have acted. So he's just done his thing. Odina did his thing. Lop's done his thing. Kursk, it is you. Oh, and then Fren and Soren.
Okay.
Are you going to try this thing again?
I mean, why not? I mean, I'm in the position now, so I just have to make the guileful check.
That is correct.
And then the
shot.
Other check.
Yeah.
Okay. So, guileful.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't make it. Fuck.
Okay.
I'm dead.
People are looking at you. People are looking at you. Shit. You can still take the shot.
Yeah, and start a war. Fuck. I don't take the shot. I can't take the shot.
Okay. Back to the top then. Fren and Soren, you are bow shot away from this close combat. You can see Odina is starting to sag to her knees. And you're not dead yet. You have to be at negative one trait to be dead.
Yeah, but if I lose the trait, then...
Yeah. Unless
I'm fucking hitting him, am I?
Unless one of your two friends who are secretly getting involved. Unless there's anything you two can instantly think of.
No, I don't have any range capabilities except for Doomsayer. And it's a bit obvious.
You point and then scream a curse at him. Yes, yes, it is.
I mean, is screaming necessary? Can you mumble it?
It's the pointing and the waving of the fetish that would be a bit obvious.
No, fair,
you can cause pain and injury in human or human-like enemies by pointing your fetish at them and chanting.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, don't have the option of being guileful on that one.
Not,
and I don't have that skill anyway.
Not really. I mean, it depends on how magical you think this tribe is. If you think they wouldn't understand what this was, could try it and hope.
I mean, considering we've seen the human elk dude.
I am less worried about the tribe in general and more worried about the walking sun person.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
Because I'm pretty sure he's going to shout about all of this anyway, regardless of which way it goes. No, I can't do anything at this stage.
Soren?
I don't think there's anything particularly subtle you can do with a sling either, so...
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Whatever you do, it would be a bit obvious. Right. Odina.
Mm-hmm.
It is Rurik's go. Mm. You lose a trait. You're starting to black out. You're down on your knees. Your vision has got those little creeping diamonds coming in from the side. Your eyesight is closing down. Kursk and Lop. I'm assuming, Odina, that puts you on zero traits, yes?
Yeah.
Kursk and Lop, it's your go.
Well, is anyone looking at me?
Make a guileful check and tell me.
No, I didn't make it.
Then yes, they are.
Bastards.
Lop?
Can Lop move slightly away from where the last rock came from
mm-hmm.
to try again? I don't.
Yep.
Don't think anything else that I can particularly do apart from that.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. I get a 6. Do I want to re-ruffle it?
I should say, Rorik is looking pretty unwell. Like, really unwell. I would not suggest re-rolling it, is what I'm saying here.
Well, yeah, I don't think I'd want to anyway.
Okay. So you throw another rock, and it hits Rorik in the back. Can you make me a guileful check? Because that's the third rock you've thrown.
Mm-hmm. Oops. I do get a 6.
Okay. So far, nobody has spotted any of these rocks coming. And Rorik keels over. He basically falls on top of Odina. And everyone's like, huh? I mean, Rorik's been pretty badly ripped up by Odina hitting him. And they're both covered in blood. And everybody sort of falls silent. And the great elk spirit raises his hands and steps into the ring, which is the first time anybody's broken the ring. And he wanders over to pulls Rorik off and drops him to the side. Now, Odina, you did try and get the blow dart out of the way. You didn't cause him any damage, but you did snap the end of the blow dart off. Please note, Kursk, you've lost a blow dart.
Yeah, I will cope with that.
And he sort of kneels down and he puts his ear on Rorik's chest. And he puts his ear on Odina's chest. So it stands up and he scratches at his chin. Rorik seems to have fallen unconscious due to injuries that he has taken from the warrior from the Tribe of the Bearclaw Cave. Obviously, we see that the warrior from the Tribe of the Bearclaw Cave has been rendered unconscious by Rorik. The duel is a draw, with neither of them perishing. He looks genuinely confused. He is looking at what he's been left with, and he's genuinely confused as to how this came about, because honestly, the elk spirit already gave you a win-win situation. Either one of you dies and that pays off the bill, or their guy dies and it's obvious that you were always meant to kill the elk, but he's been left with neither party has died. I assume that this suggests that both parties are either in the wrong or in the right.
Perhaps it suggests that maybe there could be some lesser level of payment.
He turns to look at you. Perhaps.
Something is owed, but not a life.
Very well. Gather them up and take them to the healer's hut. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where we're going to end for the evening. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchaser reviews, your Podbean reviews. You can talk to us at thecultureofteeanddice.net or thecultureofteeanddice@gmail.com. You can talk to us also on the Twitters @cultteeanddice. You can talk to me @Mordrigan. You can talk to her @tgremlin. Thank you very much for listening and goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.